Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, in front of me, I have Louise O'Reilly, Ireland's premier plus-size model. Is that right?
That's right. Yes.
Well, if you're plus-size, the rest of us are all in trouble. You featured in Littlewoods in Vogue Italia, and you're here to talk about what it being a plus-size model and everything else in between. What is a plus-size model?
That's a really good question, because it's something I'm asked all the time, because I guess plus-size is a label for my line of work. So plus-size models would be anything from a size 12 and upwards.
Yeah.
And it was originally kind of crystallised in New York to kind of give a differentiation between the straight-size industry, which is, say, girls who'd buy size 6, 8 and 10. So that's where the differences are. And it can be quite misleading for people, because when they say the term plus size models, yeah, they expect you to be potentially much bigger than you are.
Yeah, I was expecting much bigger than you are, being honest with you. I mean, we have to be straight about the language you're using here. I'm not trying to be offensive to people who are bigger, larger, plusser than anyone else, but I'm just saying you're right. I think that the plus size thing would be a much heavier model than I would than you are.
Yeah, as there's so many different levels to it. So while I am considered a plus size model, in Europe they tend to use the phrases like curvy model. In Greece they prefer to use the term super size model, which would be but then at the same
what
time,
what do you like? What title do you like?
I just, to be honest, as long as I model, I am perfectly happy.
No, but give a, like, if you had to put a label, if you had to put a label on it, what would you pick?
I guess curvy would be probably the most appropriate, I would say.
Okay.
And then just treating everybody quite equally as models in general. But even though I am a curvy model, I still do work for plus size fashion labels as well. So it's a fantastic part for me to be able to work in the plus size industry and show fashion for girls that years ago wouldn't have had that outlet.
Okay, so that's to an extent. You're going to have a little look at that microphone there, because it's slightly off microphone. So we'll have a look at that. Years ago, when you were a kid in school, were you heavier than the average girl, or what was your story?
Yeah, growing up, I was always that little bit bigger. And I guess over a period of time, maybe I'd broken my leg a few times and I did definitely gain weight. So I always did feel, I guess, separate to others I went to school with. I always felt that there wasn't the fashion outlet there for me. So that's probably why I do take things quite personally now, to be able to show fashion for everybody and for younger girls.
Did you get grief at school, or was it just...
Yeah,
easy?
I suppose like most kids would if they were bigger or different in any way. So I would have, but nothing over the top.
Yeah. So you don't consider yourself one of life's victims of being bullied or shouted or being mean to?
Not ridiculously so, but at the same time, I would be quite sensitive to it.
Yeah.
So, for example...
What would you have got at school?
It depends. Like, for example, it could have just been more so fat shaming would be a typical kind of thing, which is quite common even still in schools today.
Yeah.
And it would be something I set my blog up for called Style Me Curvy, just to kind of help girls even growing up to have something to look to for fashion inspiration, so that they didn't feel at a loss and they didn't feel being left out in society or in school in any way.
So when you finish school then, you're at what size are you? Can I ask that rude question?
I have to say my size all the time.
Yeah, it's kind of part of your business.
So I'm a size 16.
Yeah. And when you left school, did you think, I'd like to be a model, but there'll never be a home for me somewhere? Or did you think, no, there's definitely a market for people like me, if you like?
Well, that's a really good point, because I had actually been approached throughout my teenage years. So I was around 16 to be a model. But it was one of those situations where I was approached. It was by an international agency, actually. And they said, you know, you've a really pretty face, but, you know, you would have to lose a significant amount of weight. And I knew my body frame was bigger. It wasn't naturally meant to be a size 8, and I just knew that was never going to happen.
Is that right? Your frame couldn't handle an 8?
I just knew it wouldn't, and even at that, I've broad shoulders, I've broad hips, I have a bum, you know, that's just how I'm made.
But could you unmake that if you wanted to? Do you know what I'm saying? If you wanted to be an 8 or a 10 even, could you get there?
I don't even think that's humanly possible.
Yeah.
I just, because even now, like, I go to the gym quite regularly, and my BMI is absolutely perfect, because I'm 5'9". So even at that, being a plus size model, it's really important to have your measurements intact, being fit, being healthy. So that is another misperception about being a curvy model, is that you still have to do all the exact same things as your standard model would do. You still have to look after your skin. So it's all about proportions, and my proportions would meet with the plus size fashion industry.
So do you work to maintain your size?
Absolutely, insofar as I have to be toned. You know, I do have to go to the gym. I do have to eat healthy. Now, I'm gluten and lactose intolerant, so they are kind of things anyway. You know, I do naturally have a healthy diet. But it's just my natural frame, the way I have been. And I'm delighted with how things have turned out. How I got into it,
yeah,
was
tell
just
me about that.
Very natural, Ryan. I kind of just fell into it, really. I entered, my friend actually had entered me in this curvy competition, and it was something
curvy competition.
Yeah,
it's a thing, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a few years ago, and Gokwan was actually one of the judges.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that was really interesting. And to be honest, nothing really came from it, but it just gave me that taste of what it was like to be a model. Mm. And that's, to go back to your point, that's what really kind of gave me the whole taste of it. I thought, you know what, I'm actually going to give this a try. So a week later, I applied for an agency. I got signed up immediately. And within 24 hours, I actually had my first job, which was working on the afternoon show in RTE.
Yeah.
So for that whole year, I had solid TV work, which was amazing. And then I ended up signing a contract with Morgan, the agency here in Ireland. So Rebecca and Jackie Turner look after me here, and they're my mother agency.
Yes.
And they were fantastic, because I'm actually their own curvy model on their board, but they never treated me any differently.
Okay.
And they really pushed me internationally, which was just fantastic.
Which brings us to Vogue Italia.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that must be the aspiration for most young models, I suppose.
Absolutely, because by no means was my career one of those things that just happened in terms of luck. Like, I definitely really had to work hard on it. And I have about 8 international agencies now, which was just fantastic. And about, I'd say, a couple of months ago, I just got in contact, or they contacted me one day out of the blue and just asked for an interview. And it's one of those things that you're really just taken back by. So it was just loads of really good things happening, and it was fantastic to be a part of that. I did a fashion shoot here in Ireland for them. So it was, again, wonderful to have an Irish team. Eilish McCormick actually shot the shoot.
Where did you do that?
We did it.
Was it studio or outdoors?
It was done in a studio.
Oh, right, sorry, I thought it might be one
but
of
it was still beautiful natural lighting. But again, just out of pure Irish sentiment, and as an Irish model, to be able to showcase the Irish talent we have here as well, from makeup artists and stylists. So it was really a great moment. And to have it on Vogue Italia was just incredible.
Yeah, lovely. I bet you that's in a frame somewhere, I hope.
Yeah.
What about people's reaction to your job? When you're saying, you know, if you're having a beer or somebody else says, what do you do? And you say, I'm a model. Do they kind of give you a second look and say, really? Because they're probably expecting, you know, thinner, kind of more gazelle-y type figures.
Oh, no, you're completely right. In terms of, I'd say about 5 years ago, that was definitely an attitude I was given. So I almost felt the need to explain myself all of the time. But now I think attitudes are definitely changing. There's definitely been some kind of curvy revolution where you're seeing more and more girls. I guess the likes of Kim Kardashian, there's been more and more curvy models featured in the likes of Sports Illustrated and the likes of Vogue Italia. So people, I think, are being a lot more accepting.
It didn't create Kim Kardashian's arse broke the internet. So
yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
That would suggest there's an appetite for
there definitely
junk
is.
In the trunk.
Yeah. And especially as well with Sports Illustrated, to have 2 curvy models in one of their recent magazines was just a very big moment for the curvy industry. So there is definitely more and more of an outlet there for curvier girls. And I find people really nowadays, compared to when I first started, a lot more accepting of what I do.
So do you, what I can ask you, what age you are?
26.
26. And is there a lifespan then, like footballers? Do you get to fire? Will you always have?
I guess years ago there used to be a lifespan, but now things are definitely changing. So an awful lot of girls, even friends friends of mine who have maybe just done Elle Canada or Vogue US, mm-hmm. they're only at their peak at even 28 years of age. So the lifespan is definitely stretching, and there's girls now modelling even up to 35, 36. I was working in Sweden there only last month, and I was working with a model who was actually 65, and she wasn't a curvy model, but she was, you know, your regular size model. And it was amazing to see how the industry is in fact changing, yeah. incorporating all different, you know, sizes and age groups, which I think is really important for the industry.
They seem to be responding to the feeling that you know, size zero people aren't real and aren't representative of the people who might want to buy their clothes. In other words, they realize that it's time to show all shapes and sizes, because that's what that's who buy their clothes, all shapes and sizes.
Well, absolutely. And there's been tons of research actually done. Dr. Ben Barry in Canada is a huge researcher on this. And it is basically a key factor. But it's really important, Ryan, as well, to get away from this whole real women attitude and the fact that all women are real women, and to have a nice diversity, have, I suppose, challenging fashion perceptions, having girls who are, you know, naturally size sixes and eights, and then having the 12s, the 14s, 16s and 18s. It's not necessarily projecting an unhealthy image. It's nice to be able to show diversity for those at home who are consumers.
Yeah, okay, good. What about your own style? You've got a gorgeous summery style here, including a hat, which I love.
Oh, thank you.
Are you kind of into the fashion world yourself? I mean, do you style yourself? Do you blog and all these kind of things?
Yeah, so I run an international fashion blog called Style Me Curvy, which I set up about 4 years ago to kind of go with what we've been talking about today. Mm. So regardless of whether you're a size 6 or a 26, it's about fashion and beauty for everybody, and to promote body image in a very gentle way. So I've been really lucky, Ryan. I won Best International Fashion Blog from Cosmopolitan UK 2 years in a row.
Well done.
So I've been lucky to get opportunities in 3 weeks. I'll be in Cosmopolitan magazine, and then I'm currently working on another project as
great.
Well.
So it's all going
great.
It's all going really well for you.
Thank you,
which is super. Well done, Louise. Somebody wants to know what size is in dress size? Do you qualify to be a plus size model?
It works up from a size 12 and upwards. But what I would say to you, Ryan, is that if you are a size 12, you would tend to have to be very fuller busted, because there'd be the girls that would maybe do the lingerie style work. On average, it weighs in between size 14 and 16. An awful lot of girls would work internationally.
Okay, good stuff. So what has the summer for you now? What are you doing for the rest of the day?
Busy. Just the usual, flying around the place, going to castings in London, working in Germany, and just working on some exciting shoots.
Good, so it's all going on.
It is, it's
well,
good.
Louise, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, and thanks for coming in to see us today.
Thank you, Ryan.
We need to do a picture, because obviously everyone wants to see what you look like in real life, so we'll do that and we'll put it on our Facebook page. And nice to see you. Good luck with everything you do.
Thank you.